Living your purpose enthusiastically and fully engaged makes it possible to be your best, true, authentic self and create a life dramatically more positive, passionate, and prosperous. The great gymnast Mary Lou Retton said something I have always remembered. Each of us has a fire in our hearts for something. It is our goal in life to find it and to keep it. Discover what keeps the spark alive in your heart and mind and hang on to it. The spark in your life empowers you to live a successful and fulfilling life, one filled with purpose and the ability to attain your dreams every day. Find the courage to be who you are on purpose and without apology. This is one of the best gifts you could ever give yourself. Dr. Seuss once said, "Be who you are and say what you mean, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind." If you embrace who you are, it paves the way for you to reveal your true self moment by moment, day by day. The poem Be Yourself by Ellen Bailey so clearly makes this point. She says, "Be yourself. Why would you want to be someone else when you could be better by being yourself? Why pretend to be someone you're not when you have something they haven't got? Cheating yourself of the life you have to live deprives others of that only which you can give. You have much more to offer by being just you than walking around in someone else's shoes. Trying to live the life of another is just a mistake. It is a masquerade, nothing more than a fake. Be yourself and let your qualities show through. Others will love you more for just being you. Remember that God loves you just as you are. To Him, you are already a bright shining star. Family and friends will love you more too if you spend time practicing just being you." A question I often hear from both young and old with the same passion and curiosity is, "Lethea, how did you discover your purpose?" In this large, complex world, we all want to know our role in the bigger scheme of things. I don't believe one finds their purpose. I believe one discovers it. The difference between the words find and discover is important to note here. Finding one's purpose implies that purpose is a destination. The word discover is more appropriate because it implies purpose as a process or a journey. The wonderful thing about purpose is that each of us has one that is unique and specific. The challenge is that it is usually buried deep inside of us, requiring energy, patience, and an investment in the discovery process in order to be revealed. This challenge often becomes a barrier preventing us from embarking upon or enduring the journey. Fortunately, there are a variety of methods for uncovering and clarifying your purpose. Although there is not one perfect answer for or formula for discovering your purpose, I'd like to share three guiding principles that have helped me on my own personal journey in the hope that they will inspire you on yours. Guiding principle number one, believe that everything you need to be successful is already within you. Become a student of self. The discovery of purpose is connected to the discovery of self. As you seek to better understand your strengths and weaknesses and idiosyncrasies, desires, needs, gifts, and talents, you will come closer to understanding your purpose. Tune in. Messages regarding your purpose are continuously and constantly being presented to you. Similar to messages shared via radio airwaves, you can't see the messages, but they are there nevertheless. Discovering yourself is like turning the dial on a radio. Your purpose is constantly being broadcasted on a specific frequency. You just have to connect with it. God wants you to understand the magnificent purpose for your life so you are positioned to fulfill it. Resources and opportunities are surrounding you right now, but you just don't know that they're there because you're not aware of them because you're not tuned in. Examine what makes you you. What makes you great? What do you do that makes you unique? What do you do with excellence and ease that others find challenging? What are the things you seem to learn or master naturally? The answer to these questions hold powerful clues about your purpose. Take time to answer these questions and discover what truths emerge for you. Know what you value. Our actions, however misguided, reveal what we truly value. Spend some time soul searching to identify what really matters to you and what you value in life. These, too, will be clues about your purpose. Guiding principle number 2, live your life on purpose. Act on what you already know. Be intentional about doing what you already know to be true. You already have some of the answers you seek, yet you may still find it difficult to move forward in living a purpose-driven life. Take the step. Act on what you already know to be true. Follow the instincts that are currently motivating you. Don't become paralyzed by waiting for all the answers to become clear and the picture to become complete. When you do not act, opportunities are missed and successes are delayed. Definitive answers, the higher meaning of your life, and the grand scheme of your life's purpose are unnecessary tools for starting this life-altering process. Your purpose may not come to you as one big news flash, but it will likely be revealed to you over time. And the only way that you're going to be able to receive it is if you're prepared and open for it. As you continue moving forward on your journey, new truths will be revealed. While driving down a dark road with your headlights on, you can only see so far ahead of you, yet you trust that the road will continue beyond your range of vision. You continue to drive and act on the facts that you believe and that you know at the time. The discovery of your purpose is much the same. If you do what you already know to do, what has already been revealed to you, then more will be revealed, and then the more you'll understand, and then the more understanding will follow. During a time of confusion in my own life, I prayed and asked God why the complete picture wasn't being revealed to me. I was so frustrated. I soon came to realize that more knowledge would only be revealed when I was faithful in doing those things I had already learned. I also came to realize that if I truly understood the grandness and the purpose of my, or the power of my purpose as one big picture, I might be too afraid to take the first step. I tell you one thing, if I really knew what was involved in this journey that I have traveled, I might have just told God to give it to someone else. Guiding principle number 3, stay open to possibilities. Keep an open mind. When you stay open to new possibilities and new ideas, you plant seeds that grow and change your perception of the world around you. When you move forward with an open mind, you will make wonderful, enlightened, and rewarding discoveries along the way. Many of my success stories have an unusual beginning and start with an encounter or insight very different than what I would consider the norm for me. Accept constructive feedback. Learn to listen to the feedback of those around you. If you learn to evaluate and not immediately reject their feedback, you will learn more about yourself and enhance the discovery process. Their constructive input is valuable in helping you see yourself better. Reach farther. Don't limit your thinking to negative past experiences. Remember, according to John Maxwell, the author of Failing Forward, failure is not who you are, but something that happens to you. Your past experience may tell you that you can't write the book that's within you, that you can't go back to school, or that you can't be successful in running your own business. While writing my book and the corresponding audio and video coaching program that went along with it, I encountered what seemed to be several limits and brick walls. I had to frequently remind myself that I could complete this project and that I would complete it with excellence. Each time I hit the wall, I bounced back with resilience until the project was complete. During my formal education, I always earned below average grades in English while excelling in math and science. Rather than listening to the voice of my past experiences that said I could never become a writer, I chose to listen to the truth that resonated within me. I embraced the message of purpose, and I remained open to the possibilities of authoring various audio programs and books that teach people how to think, work, and live powerfully, and how to embrace and unleash their limitless potential. Aren't you glad I didn't heed the negative voice of the past that said this program would never be created? In the best-selling book, Success Built to Last, authors Jerry Porras and Stuart Emery and Mark Thompson said, Much is said today about the importance of loving what you do, but most people simply don't buy it. Sure, it would be nice to do what you love, but as a practical matter, people don't feel they can afford such a luxury. For many, doing something that really matters to them would be a sentimental fantasy based on wishful thinking. Listen up. Here's some really bad news. It's dangerous not to do what you love. The harsh truth is, if you don't love what you're doing, you'll lose to someone else who does. By discovering who you are and purposefully being that person, you create a life where you get to do what you love. You can only find true success and happiness if you live your authentic life, be your authentic self, and let the world love you for who you are. Become enthusiastically and fully engaged in the journey of mastering the most important subject you will ever study, you. As the answers of your purpose spring forth from inside of you, stay true to who you are and what you believe at all costs. In the end, you will be the better for it. Believe me. Please trust me. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shared these wise words. You don't have to see the whole staircase just to take the first step. Through an intentional commitment to pursue your life's purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful.